Have you given any thought to what your recommended fee would be for cross-asset swaps? I was wondering, because you raised it briefly in Spartan Council, that you recommended that the current 5 BP fee isn't necessarily optimal. So do you have, at this point, something that you would consider the ideal that we could perhaps put in SECP and vote on? William? Sam? Are you there? Feel free to get back to me when you have a figure in mind.
All right, I'll probably give folks another minute or so, and then kick off on my SEP, which is 295. Sound good, Caleb?
It's kind of awkward. Yeah, there's only three of us here, though.
Yeah, folks are slowly dripping in. All right, folks that are here from the Spartan Council, would you be comfortable with starting on 295, or would you like to wait for more folks?
Do we have any idea of confirmed absences?
Yeah, I didn't get any notification about absences. But we are missing a few, like 4 absences. So I don't know if we should like reschedule it to another day and tell those on the Spartan Council to attend these meetings. Otherwise, we will not have a rollout of PERPS V2 with new things added?
I'm willing to make an exception this time.
I usually like to, like, I understand we can make an exception, but they should have attended those.
Yeah, I mean, it seems appropriate to issue a threat and continue with scheduled presentations.
We don't have any administrative policy about minimum quorum for presentations, so they can go ahead.
All right, I will leave that sort of stuff to you guys on the council. You can work through those problems. But on my side of things, I'm here to present STIP 285. I'm going to drop the SIP link below. I've kind of been chatting about it on various channels on what assets be included and what assets would be in other SIPs and so on. But in 285, the title is adding Perps V1 Perps markets to Synthetix Perps V2. So what this would do is it would create new Perps markets for Bitcoin, Link, Solana, Avalanche, Aave, Uniswap, Matic, Gold, Silver, Euro, ApeCoin, DYDX, BNB, Optimism, and Doge. So it's all of the Perps V1 assets would now exist within Perps V2. The why, I would say that's a pretty straightforward one, but, you know, obviously expanding the number of supported markets on Perps V2 is very important, you know, towards adoption, towards bringing in new users, bringing in more traders, so on and so forth. You know, we've had a lot of folks requesting, to have more trading options, you know, at that 5 to 10 bips range than, you know, than just Ethereum. All these markets that are picked, you know, we've had them before. The Spartan Council has shown that they're comfortable, supporting these markets as well. And all the assets that are picked obviously already have Chainlink feeds. And they will, you know, and the PICE feeds and such are ready as well. So yeah, that's side of things. As it relates to data on the feed themselves, I provided, data. I updated it yesterday, from some top exchanges, across crypto. I provided the depth, 2% depth, +2, -2, and 24-hour volume for each one. And then I also included, open interest caps and native token open interest caps for each one as well. Summary on that side of things is that, for Bitcoin, it will be, 1.5 million. And then for all the other assets, it would be 500,000, USD for each one of those. And then I just kind of translated that into what it would be for its native token. And yeah, that's pretty much the whole SIP. We obviously need a good amount more markets on Perps V2, and supporting them, you know, within these tight open interest caps, you know, is probably a pretty fair way to go about it and to see how, you know, users react and, you know, what volume looks like and such. So yeah, if you folks have any questions, let me know. More than happy to answer anything, but I think it's a pretty straightforward set, as this is just transitioning the ones from Perps V1 to Perps V2.
I don't have any questions, but like I would prefer to maybe include in the SIP itself the parameters that would be used. Like Perps V2 has.
Because we're doing these as and when they become appropriate to list, is my understanding. An SCCP at point of issuance may also be a viable option.
You mean an SCCP after the deployment? So they deploy paused and then an SCCP to unpause them with specified
exactly.
Parameters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible. We did this before. Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about defining the you know, more of the parameters as it relates to Perps V2 in terms of like SKU scale and so on and so forth, right?
Yeah, there's like few scale fees. How many seconds before your order confirms? Like these things, you know, they aren't mentioned in the SCCP, and they are configurable values. Like you're giving PIDA or maybe flexibility to set them whatever they want, however they want, you know, without due governance signing off on them. Like, that's my point.
And definitely. A line specifying that they have to be, that they're added in a paused state that then requires
FCCP. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, those are two pretty fair points to add. As it relates to the parameters, I can obviously chat with you, Caleb, Keith, and so on. I would probably, from my understanding of parameters, I would probably just match them to to pretty much be as close to like the ETH market that we have. But I'm not exactly sure how exactly that would work and how exactly that would translate over to these new markets.
We can discuss it.
So the intent is to.
Can you just add that it'll be launched post, please, to the SIP so that we can vote on it without too much controversy? And otherwise, maybe Terra would downvote it, and so would I.
yeah, it's no problem. I will put in that. And I'll get the parameters and such from you folks. Or would you like the parameters provided in the SCCP to unpause them? Would that make more sense?
Go ahead.
If you state the variables without actually giving figures for those variables, the SCCP can then just follow on with actual workable variables with the SIP having stated that they're launched in a paused state.
Okay, yeah, that's totally fine then. I will drop that info in there, and then you guys can get to a vote on this one. So yeah, thank you so much for those points. Very helpful.
So like one point, like the 2%, that is not like. You know, like, it, just for like future reference, you know, when we like kind of mentioned the death of the market, like how liquid is it? We're trying to assess or try to calibrate the fees, and we're trying to see how much. Are they resistant to manipulation or not? But unless your fees are 2%, you know, like what we care about is like the 500K, since we're setting most of the open interest to 500K. So at 500K, what kind of change in price would you see? And this would give you an idea about where the market is at, you know, rather than the 2%, because if you like give 5 basis points on APE, 500K, and it takes like $50,000 to move APE by 10 basis points, you have an arbitrage. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. This 2% depth is a bit of a carryover from how we've done SIP. Yeah, from how we've done spot since and such in the past.
Of course, these things will be, they're helpful in terms of assessing whether there is any liquidity. Like if it's $10,000 per day volume, shouldn't be listed, you know. Doesn't have volume, doesn't have liquidity. So, they are important values to have, but they don't like give you information about how you should calibrate fees or skew scale or other things. Maybe the this was obtained from CoinGecko, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, sure. Yeah. As said, sure. These things are a bit of a carryover from how I had added spot assets a long time ago. And I don't think we've really gone through, you know, the same process, you know, at least under Perf V2, maybe Perf V1, I'd added stuff as well, but we'd followed the same sort of template. But yeah, no, that's a pretty helpful piece of advice for myself and for subsequent SIPs, to add new assets to.
One last thing is that, the silver, gold, euro feed, they will need to, adhere to the same POSI mechanism that we currently have. Like, currently markets, as Jacob knows very well, get paused. These markets get paused when markets are inactive, and they would need to still be like abide by the same kind of system, because that's threat feed works like that. It's not always active. Goes OTC overnight or during market inactivity. So what I'm thinking about is like if someone submits an order during market inactivity, and he never gets a fill because markets are paused, he'll gonna have to cancel the order and get it with a fee. So we kind of need Quenta to be on board. Good that Troy's here. In terms of, in case markets are paused, don't allow people to trade.
Yeah, I can carry over that language from, I think it was 298 that I had wrote, and can include it. But yeah, it's a bit of a buy-in from front-end integrators and such as well.
To be honest, but yeah. myself, I was like kind of against silver and gold, because I was worried, you know, about it, but after speaking to Afif, kind of okay with it. It's, in the grand scheme of things, it's okay. Maybe. Won't, like if we have it already now, it's not causing us much problems. And we do have safety measures behind it off-chain. And why not? However, the open interest is 500k, right, on these? Or
yeah, that is yeah. Correct. All of the markets besides Bitcoin are 500,000.
Mike was asking if we can like increase these quite significantly more than what they are now. Like silver, gold, and euro. Given that, I don't know, we might see more volume on these than others. Maybe we could do that, you know. But I'd prefer that we do it stepwise, like maybe in a future SECP, depending on utilization. Like if Sam.
Yeah, Mike. Mike is clarifying, saying he was referring to future forex perps. Yeah, okay. That would definitely make sense as well. You know, kind of having this as a baseline number and then, you know, updating these figures as, you know, as time goes on. Obviously it can be updated by SCCP in a very quick fashion. As we get more data to review the market.
Yeah, I mean, if you do see like, the volume being at hitting the open interest limit, the problem is if you offer like a low OI, you don't attract traders, you know? They'll be like put off of this 500K, too low, you know? Not interested in 500K. But if you offer it too high, you might attract the bad influencers. So it is a trade-off. Yeah, you see, like Troy said, like 25x, 500k is gone with one trader. They're too low, maybe. But, I don't know. something maybe let's discuss about the limits later. They could be raised significantly more.
These things can be adjusted.
There is a risk, of course. So maybe
I'm more than happy mentally. I'm more than happy to go for Jackson.
Sorry to interject. I think it's better to just open up the open interest flow, and if it gets reaches the extent the council can community can it's a lot easier to just want to decrease the amount. And just gives opportunity for let's say stakers to reassess if there's a large skew long, then do we need to look at how much do we increase it by, and is that something that can hedge? I think also that I'm not sure is this all ready to go, like these commodities, because you mentioned before the experience would be that there's times when they're going to be closed, the markets.
Yeah. I've spoken to PIF, and they told me the same thing that Chainlink told me. There's no signal that tells you, market is inactive. So we're on our own.
Yeah, but just to make clear, Jackson, we have these assets on Perse1, and we do handle market closures as of right now. So the expectation would be that we would handle them.
Jackson designed the system.
Ah. Jackson.
He's the grandfather.
He's the grandfather of the system.
Of the system.
The idea is that that same sort of market closure stuff would happen with Perse2. But yeah, I will add in those configurable areas to the configurable section on the SIF. I'll add in that language that the markets are paused upon passing and then we can come to some. Yeah, and then I'll ping you so you can set up the votes and such.
Sure.
Thank you all for the very helpful feedback.
Regarding the parameters, we'll speak about it maybe during the week so that we can propose an SCCP after maybe next week or late this week with the parameters for all the things being proposed. Regarding the V3 SIPs, we were supposed to have a presentation on them now. Unfortunately, Chief just informed me that he can't present today, so we'll have to reschedule it for another day. Sorry, whoever joined specifically for those SIPs, but we'll have to reschedule them, given that the presenter is not available. All right. Let's call it today. Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Thank you, guys.